There came a time in my life where things kind of came to a crisis, and I realized, you know, I want to know God. And I went out one night after I was at some special meetings. I went out under the moonlight, and I was crying out to God, you know, and I was just dry as I could be. And then I just sat there for a while, and it just kind of dawned on me, just another one of those things where the Holy Spirit just kind of quietly tells you. And this is the thought that came into my mind. What would you do different if God was as real in your life as He should be, as you know He should be? What would you change about your life if He was as real as He ought to be? What would you do different? Well, I said, I know one thing I'd do. I'd sell my black leather jacket. I don't think it's probably the best thing. And I'd sell my umpteen dollar stereo that I had. I think I'd already sold my motorcycle at that time. This was stuff, I'm not saying these are absolutes. It's something God was showing me. I know one thing I'd do. I'd go back, you know, that picnic table that, that other guy and I tore up back when, years ago. We tore up that guy's picnic table. I knew I'd done it. I'd never gone back to that guy and gotten it right. I know one thing I'd do. If God was as real as He should be, I'd go back and get that right. I'd go confess that. And those seats that we tore up in the movie theater that time, I'd go back and tell them about that. That's one thing I would do. And I just started writing down the stuff that I would do if God was as real as He should be. And by the time it was over, I had a list. And by the grace of God, every one of those things, I was able to go back and get it made right. I'm not talking about you trying to cook up some kind of guilt that you don't have and introspecting and that kind of thing. But a lot of times what happens is somebody just mentions something like this and wham, that thing comes up and you know in your heart and mind God's talking to you about that. You didn't think it up. He brought it to your mind. And you get that thing taken care of, and I'm telling you, my life was transformed by obedience to those things that God showed me to do. And it wasn't any big experience, you see. It was just being violent. I have a friend who's a pastor now. And before he became a Christian, he was a pretty rough guy. And he was particularly obnoxious when he'd get drunk. And he came to know the Lord. And one of the things, he and another guy that was a very rough character, they had gone one time and they had taken rocks and just broken out the windows in this building, just one whole side of the building. And after he became a Christian, God brought that to his mind. Now it's violent. It's not easy. You go back and go to that place and you tell them, you know, I'm the guy that broke those windows out. That's not easy to do. I know a guy that had embezzled $5,000 from 7-Eleven. He had to go back and tell him. And somebody told him, they said, you don't need to do that. You know, you don't need to go back and get that made right. Just confess it, you know. But he knew in his heart, he knew that was not right. Anyway, my friend went back and confessed what he had done, breaking out those windows. All right. Sometime later, he saw the guy that he had done it with. He started telling the guy, he said, Rodney, I've come to know the Lord. I've become a Christian. You know what the first thing he said was? What about those windows? Isn't that amazing? And he could say, I've got that taken care of. See, it's violence. And, beloved, there's life there. There is life if you will be violent. If you won't be violent, I didn't say it. Jesus said it. There's death. There's death.